Hello, guys. Just a reminder, a short disclaimer. This information is not intended to be construed as a medical diagnosis or treatment. This information should not take the place of a consultation with a physician or a healthcare professional for medical diagnosis and or treatment. If you're listening to this message in the future, this is a pre-recorded monthly podcast. This is September 5th. Our next episode will be October 5th. Please be sure to tune in at WMNJradio.com for more of the white light. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Joni, could you tell us a little bit about yourself before we begin the episode?
Sure. Well, my name's Joni Eisinger, and I live in central New Jersey. And I used to be a social worker, not believing in any of the psychic stuff. And then I had a spiritual awakening in 2003, 4, 5, give or take. And I became able to channel departed ones and pets, see into bodies, jump into past lives, do healing with my hands, clear spaces, and so much more. And I do this professionally. I love radio, and I find this a fantastic venue where I can assist people en masse, where not just one person in a one-on-one will get a reading from me or a healing, but many, many people can learn more about what this metaphysical deal is. I've been doing this professionally since 2010. I do restaurant galleries and expos and festivals, and I do parties, and most of all, I do individual work with people.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Jet, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
My name is Jet. I live in Wakanda.
Hey.
I'm a senior, anthropology major, the basics, you know.
Jet, have you ever been exposed to any kind of psychic thing before? Have you gone to a psychic before?
I've never gone to a psychic.
Oh, this is your first time?
This is my first time.
Where are you now? Do you believe in any kind of psychic, I'm going to call it nonsense,
just
for the sake of the word?
And you can be a skeptic or a non-believer in this room.
We had Richard on before in last season, and he was a hardcore psychic, or a skeptic, not psychic. He was like completely unconvinced, and by the time that he left the podcast, he had made a complete 180 turn.
Really?
100%.
Okay. Well, I am a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe. I just have no proof of like concrete proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To really say that I can fully commit to believing in psychic energies, but I'm open to it.
May I just say one thing that I learned in reading spiritual stuff is that you can't prove this, and that there is no way to prove it, and that it's not to be even proven. So if anyone ever came to me and said, prove it, I couldn't. It's subjective, and it's so esoteric, and it's that je ne sais quoi, it's that intangible. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate your saying that, because when I was a social worker and I was trained to only go by what was observable and reportable and scientific with evidence, I said the same thing. I didn't think that there was any way anyone could do it, and no one ever showed me any proof. So I was there.
Jet, as an anthropology major, how often do you come across any kind of elements of spiritual culture?
Elements like how different cultures
interpret spirituality, or like religion as it's developed through the past. Have you gone through things like that at all?
I have, actually, and it was mostly towards. I took it in a cultural anthropology, and we focused on some tribes in Africa, like specific tribes that their names are escaping me now. But like there was one where they had like a witch doctor. And so like pretty much if you had like a concern or like you want to get like your future read, like, you know, the psychic kind of stuff, you go to the witch doctor and he'll do like certain rituals with like chickens and anthills.
Joni, do you ever like work with like
chickens
material,
and anthills,
just things like that? Yeah. I don't know if that's kind of style. I don't know if that's kind of your witch doctory style. Is witch doctor kind of a, is that like slang? Do you like
It would be, I guess they're all different terms for what different cultures call the elder, the medicine man or medicine woman, the shaman, you know, the priest or the priestess. They're all different labels that different cultures use. So I guess I would, people might say I'm a shaman, but when you get into, when you learn more about shamanism, you learn that shamanism has a lot to do with the elements. It has a lot to do with the earth and nature and animal spirits. So when I was awakening, I was very open to many, many things. So sure, I learned a little bit about drumming and the use of feathers, and I had heard about the medicine wheel, and then I didn't do it anymore. It just was something I incorporated, went in and out. So I think I'm more like a cosmic healer. Bless you.
Thank you.
I'm more cosmic. I think I work more with the interplanetary stuff, like star systems and such. But there are other healers that are more, they work more with the earth spirits.
Right. You said before that you were awakened. Is that to imply that this kind of ability has always been innate within you? That this was just dormant and just waiting for its time to pop out?
Yes. In my case, it was. I wasn't really doing anything. I mean, there was one thing that happened to me in high school where I was doing a Ouija board, and I don't recommend that anyone do that because it attracts negative spirits. And I didn't know what I was doing, but in fact, the thing on the game board moved. And many, many people that I knew, and even in years to come, had done Ouija, and it didn't. Nothing happened with them. So I guess I was connecting with spirits. I was lucky. I didn't have any negative attachments as a result. But it was dormant in me. And I will say that everyone is hardwired the same way. So everyone has the ability to do what I do. It's a matter of whether they wish to do it in this lifetime, whether they have spiritually developed here and in other lifetimes, like an accumulation of all, to get to the point where they aren't afraid, and whether they're able. Some people have made vows that they would not open up that channel. They would not be have the psychic abilities come in because they were persecuted and or killed as a result in other lifetimes. So they said, I'm never, be careful what you wish for. I will never do this again. And then they just cut it off. So vows would have to be broken in order for you to open up your channel again.
But it is possible to be, for someone, for example, Jet over here, to be some form of shaman or witch doctor.
Yes.
That'd be really cool. You want to check and see if you are?
Jet.
Yeah.
No. It would take a while. What's happening with you, Jet, is that you're thinking a lot. You're very much in your head, which is what we're trained to do anyway. When we come into a lifetime, we start out very open. Babies actually see auras around adults. They're not actually looking at their eyes. They're looking away. They're looking over a little bit sometimes. They're actually looking at the colors, but then they're trained to cut that ability, and then we go in our head. And that, so what you're doing now at this point in your life is that you're thinking. There's a lot of intellectual stuff going on. So if you allowed things to come through, if you made the choice and said, you know what, that would be pretty cool to see what it would be like in time. It would take time. They say that you would have to work through some anxiety, some concerns that you have in your life. You don't even have to say what they are. I'm not even going to go into that. That's a whole nother thing. That's private. Because you didn't ask me to read you, so I'm not going to just openly start doing that. So anything that you have that are personal concerns, they'd have to be worked through. And between the willingness to open yourself and then moving those concerns aside, things would start happening. I think the first thing would be is you would start feeling things. That's called clairsentience or divine feeling. You would have a notion, and your body would start getting a little bit either excited, or you'd start feeling elated. So divine emotions would come through, and it would give you a sign that something's on the horizon.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty deep. Yeah.
How willing are you to explore this part of the universe, this part of you, ultimately, right?
Not at the moment.
Not
and
at the
that's
moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you mean like becoming a shaman?
No, I mean like, would you ask a question right now if you could?
No.
No, you don't feel prepared to ask a question about anything.
No, I very much want to experience it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Like as an observer.
Right.
That's cool. See, what I like about this whole thing is that there's no pushing,
mm-hmm.
and that everyone has free will, and I respect your saying no, because there are other people that would feel that they have to.
Right.
And that everyone rolls a different way. So, like, sometimes you need to just watch TV and watch, let's say, the Long Island medium do her thing 100 times before maybe you think that something's going on mm-hmm. without calling up.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me. Let's see if I've got any questions. Just to warm you up a little bit before we start opening up the lines.
It's been a few months. I want to thank you for having me back. It's been, I was thinking about when I was last here. I think it's been 4 months.
Probably. Were you last here in April? Was that
it May?
Something like that. Something.
Oh, no, wait. You ended in May, so I think it was April.
Yeah. There we go.
May, June. Yeah, it's been almost 5 months.
Hmm.
So with that, let's get those juices flowing. What
exactly.
do you have?
Hmm. All right, so I'll be graduating soon. I'll be leaving. Mm. What kind of question can I come up with that? And just to like reiterate the kind of the rules, quote unquote, to speak. General specific, which is better for you? Just so that
specific is usually better,
right?
Because then I could hone in and give more information,
right? So if I were to ask, a year after I graduate, will I be on the road to be doing what I want to do?
In 1 year after?
Yeah.
So let's say you graduate, is that May or June?
This upcoming May.
So it's the following May.
Yes.
The terms that they use, they say you're setting up shop.
Mm.
So you're getting something started. I'm going in. And for those of you who are listening, what does going in mean? It means I'm turning on a switch and I'm going to get more info. Let's see.
It usually takes a second. Got to establish a connection.
Well, also, it's not as much that I get a picture.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I get a movie. And then with the movie is I'm going, what's that? And then it's interpretation, Is it that? Is it that? Is it that? Is it that? So there's communication.
Right.
And then I'm always asking for clarification when I see this movie in my third eye, which is clairvoyance or divine seeing. So let's see what the setting up shop is.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I don't know. This is what I get. I don't know if this is metaphor, but I see you in a studio.
Okay.
Setting up shop, but I feel like there's a professor there, and I don't know whether you're assisting a professor. I don't know what this is, but I feel like you're on a higher level of art. You're under their tutelage. I don't know if you're going to be getting an advanced degree, if you're going to be going to graduate school, or whether you're on campus or you're doing something where you're assisting a faculty member.
Mm.
Then there's also something else. I don't know whether this is going to happen. There's also a company and they're doing some type of graphic design. But they need someone who does fine art. They need someone who has that ability to express themselves with the raw material.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is they're saying street art. And I'm seeing all this street art. I'm seeing chalk on the ground. But I'm seeing you're painting walls. You're out there and you're expressing yourself all over. But you're getting it's. Then I'm also seeing community projects that you're getting kids to also do this as well, and you're organizing them. It's community involvement for art. It's like the betterment of the community. It's the beautification of buildings.
Mm.
There's a bit, there is a whole mixture in there. There's possible grad school, or working under the tutelage of a professor and assisting, community involvement, or betterment of the community where there are other students underneath you, and also working for a company and doing graphic design where they need the raw material expert.
Well, sounds like future me is doing a lot.
does any of that resonate with you?
Recently, I've been trying to start a mural project around campus that also incorporated bringing kids in from high schools in Newark to help me make the project.
Come on.
I've never spoken to you about that.
No.
I know that you know that I'm an art person.
I know that. And there's some psych.
A little bit of psych in there too, yeah. I don't know if we've ever talked about my interest in doing something based for the community, but
no.
That's shockingly spot on, not going to lie.
I'm very glad. Very weird. Happy day. Happy day. And you're not bored, let's say that.
You are not bored. That's what I was worried about.
There's a lot going on.
I really can't take being bored. God.
And that's a vision, like, into the future?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I do this, I get information, and Christian asked, do you want general or specific? So general, you want to give it, because we're teaching.
Right.
We're teaching not just JET, but the people who are listening and who will be listening to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So give an example. You gave a specific question. Give an example of what a general would be.
A general question.
Regarding that. Like,
that
if
same
you had
kind
made,
of style.
Yeah. For that question, how would you have just made a general?
Will I be happy in a year? Right. Something like that.
Right. And then that could go in any, then I, that could be health, it could be housing, it could be relationship, it could be work, sleep, do your clothes fit, it could be anything. So, and then with that, to follow up regarding how, is that it's intention.
Mm.
So I, with intention, I turn on my channel and I put white light protection around myself because I don't want interference from negative energies. I only call upon the highest of Christ-like consciousness to come in. I don't want any lower energies to come in. So I have my spirit guides, and I work with many, 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 many souls. Archangels, ascended masters, loved ones, consciousnesses, elemental star beings and such. And then my Joni kind of moves over a little bit. And then the information comes in through my crown chakra, which is at the top of my head. It's an energy center, which is your connection with the divine. And then it goes in. And then it comes out. And then the mouth starts going, because I'm good at the talking.
What do you think of that, Chat?
How do you address the paradox?
Uh-huh. The paradox of?
I think it's called, like, the grandfather's paradox.
Oh,
like,
how do you know...
You're just not, like, causing these events to
right.
just happen.
Ooh, that's afterwards, please don't forget to have me write that down, because I've never heard of it, and I'd love to look into that myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Is that, I guess you learn that in terms of
in philosophy.
Yeah, and bias and reliable study and all of that. In the beginning, when people have awakenings and then they start getting information, the first thing is doubt. First thing is, well, maybe I was thinking of having that roast beef sandwich, but you weren't, right? Let's say you just ate, and then all of a sudden roast beef sandwich comes down. You get it in your head. And then you just go, oh, can't be, I didn't channel. Can't be that I got that it's divine. And it's a process. It takes time. Sometimes things are very shocking in the beginning, where it's almost blatant that it isn't you, but usually it isn't, and that is subjective. So that's where it can only happen to you, and then you know, and you have conversations with other people, and they'll say, you know what, my grandfather died and I got him, and I and they go, I swear it was him. I swear it was him. And, like, they're trying to prove to you that it's true, but they can't prove it. Mm-hmm. But they know. So the best type of a channel is one that doesn't come in with biases and prejudices. Oh. One that's clear. It's very important to work through any of your fears, any addictions, to be at peace. to have a full stomach. You don't want to be hungry when you do it. You don't want to be tired, really. It's good to and be hydrated. And then with repetitive nails, when you nail it, mm-hmm. once you've done it enough times and you feel good about it and you know you're protected and you're making other people happy, that's when the paradox is out the window.
So I have a question. My question is it possible for things like that to change? So say, for example, you tell me that essentially I'll be doing what I want to be doing a year from now, setting up shop. I hear that, but a year from now, I decide not to do that. Is that possible?
Yes. So what I'm doing is when I go in, I'm going in on a timeline. I'm going in and like a future, right? Mm-hmm. The witch doctor that would predict a future, going on one timeline with the highest probability of what will happen. Mm-hmm. What's wonderful about this planet is it's free will choice. So Christian over here, you have free will choice. You could do whatever you want.
Sweet.
It's fantastic. You could go off and you could be directing traffic in the middle of like a six-way intersection if you want to. There are no fails and nothing's broken. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I'm wrong and it doesn't mean that you're wrong. It just means that the storyline changed. Mm-hmm. So you can change it. And also, when I channel this, it doesn't mean that what I said was for your highest good and you better. And that if you change the story, that you're not doing what's as best
right.
for your soul. So to answer your question, sure, yes.
So do you believe in fate and things like that in terms of like fixed points in time or determination?
Yes, because now we're going to get into what's called pre-birth planning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is my belief. I don't shove any of my beliefs down anyone's throat. This is what I believe. And there are two great books about this. One is called Your Soul's Plan, and the other one is called Your Soul's Gift. And they're both by Robert Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. And the whole concept of pre-birth planning is before we come into a lifetime, we meet with members of our soul group, and there are many, mm-hmm. many of us. And we sit around, and we've got our guides and stuff, and we decide, are we going to be a man or a woman? Now, we are essentially either divine masculine or divine feminine. But we can choose the other sex mm-hmm. in order to have the experience, to round out our soul. So we decide what gender. Then we go, okay, I want you to be my mother, you my father. And then you get a morph type of a view of what you're going to look like from birth, ultimately to passing, a give or take look at what you'd look like. You choose your intelligence level. You choose your skill set. Oh, where will I be born? When will I be born? Will I have siblings? And then you start putting some fixed, high, high, high probability incidents to come down along the timeline. Why? Because this is a school. Earth is a school for learning, for soul growth opportunity. Mm. So there might be a fixed point where you break your leg and it's put down. Yes, we choose challenges for soul growth opportunity. Will it happen if it's fixed down and you put it down as high probability? Yeah, it's probably going to happen. Then there are some also possibilities. And also you put down exit opportunities. You put mm-hmm. down some times along the way when you might die. Doesn't mean you're going to. You could get to that point after you're born and then the angels could come over and say, hey, you want to go now? Nah, I'm fine. Bye-bye. See you another time. And then you go about your life.
Mm-hmm.
After you've made your pre-birth planning and you're born, the veil of unknowing or the veil of forgetfulness is put over us. And then we go about our business and we don't remember the plan. What's the beauty of all this? Free will.
Mm-hmm.
We love free will on Earth. And then you make your right turns and your left turns and your ups and downs. And that determines your course. And if we make some contracts beforehand about what we want to be and do, and we don't do them, that's also not a fail. It just means we're being a creative soul.
Mm-hmm.
And when we ultimately pass, we remember the veil is lifted. We go through, yes, the tunnel of white light. Go to the light, Carol Ann, if I can quote Poltergeist. And we go and it's the rapture and you meet all the departed ones and the angels and it's wonderful. and you remember what your planning was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So you believe that there, like, the timeline is like fixed, but like has like loopholes where you
can
very like fluid.
Mm. Way fluid. There are fixed things, like in these books, he will take each chapter and devote it to a different horror. So we've got why someone would choose drug or alcohol addiction or dementia or HIV or the loss of a loved one, loss of a body part, rape, etc. And that we choose these for soul growth opportunity, not just for ourselves, but we play victim and victimizer for soul growth.
Mm.
So we have an agenda. When we come in, we also might have an agenda that's karmic.
Mm.
If we have something that happens in one lifetime and we don't work through it, and we have unforgiveness towards self and or other, and we don't forgive self or other, we have karma upon our passing. It means we have to have a do-over. So when we're planning, we might need to plan not just out of curiosity's sake, and excuse me, I'll curse for shits and giggles, but it might be that we must, mm-hmm. to balance out our karma. It's like the universal law, looking for that yin-yang, the homeostasis. We must now make amends and go back, and either we'll do it again to someone or we'll have it done to us so we can then learn.
So to recap kind of, or just to recover what you said, there are, the timelines are fluid. Everything is subject to change. But before you go in, you set up these sort of points that you are expected to hit, and you can either avoid them. It all depends on how you respond to them. And there are exit points and all that. And that's for the intention or purpose of learning or developing a soul and growing.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start taking in calls, going in for readings and stuff like that, is it possible for a world to be there without free will and choice? Is free will the most important construct, the most consistent construct across all universes, or are there chances for there not to be free will?
I think that free will is probably the most important.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you block someone's free will, it's called evil.
Mm-hmm.
So for to have our rights of speech and our rights of speech and our rights to do what we need to do to be and to be expressive and creative, I think that's of paramount importance here.
Mm-hmm.
So that I would highlight that. I would put an asterisk next to that and say yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that, Jet?
How would you define free will, and how are you so certain?
It's my belief that it's a law of the universe. It's a gift of God, source, creator, all that is, the I am presence, whatever you want to call this intelligence that I believe we all are part of.
Mm.
And that it's out of love. It's unconditional. And that in, how would I define free will? It's the ability to create without hindrance. It's the expression of love in all its forms. It's the soul knowing itself in a multitude of micro God sparks that are we. And it's done for the purpose of growth. That's what I believe this whole setup is. I believe that's what source is. It's a very creative intelligence that wanted to know itself better, so it exploded itself into a bazillion infinite parts for soul growth because it was bored.
Mm. I feel that. Right now we're going to start taking calls, so if you're listening in and you want to call in, get a nice free reading, see what's up in your life, maybe you're stressed out, maybe your cat is acting weird and you want to figure out what's that about, you can call into 973-408-4567. One more time, that's 973-408-4567. It's not a bad number to remember.
Huh.
No.
Do you usually get, like, a lot of people phoning in?
You know, it really does depend. I think our last couple episodes, we did get a bunch of people calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, we're trying to have a conversation, and then they just keep calling in, and it's just nonstop. And so it's crazy sometimes. But we'll see. It's the first show, so we'll keep chatting, see where we're at.
Why don't you try the number one more time?
Let's try it one more time. The number is 973-408-4567. How's that?
That's good. We'll see.
Yeah.
Cool.
So in the meantime, do you have more questions for me?
Doesn't have to be about you. Can just be about the concepts.
The whole concept.
The concept. How's your cat?
Talk about your cat.
My cat.
Please ask a question about your cat.
My cat, Mateo. I don't know what. Like, what would I... there's nothing that I really need to know.
Do you want to know how many times you... Is it a he?
Yeah.
How many times you've been with him?
How many times?
Yeah, how many lifetimes?
Yeah, that's a cool question.
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Nice, you've met that cat before. In what scenarios?
Okay, so you've got this feline preoccupation, so you were once a tiger.
Yo, Jet, okay. You were a tiger before.
I was a tiger.
You were That's a tiger, awesome. But you were at a riverbed, and you were trying to swipe at a fish, and you couldn't. But I think you were a cub, and I think that the mama kind of went like this or something to kind of get you in, but you were all around the fish for a little while. It was really fun, and you were like, you were doing one of these floundery things, mm-hmm. and then ultimately I think the mom got you by the back of the neck and got you out. You like this cat thing, definitely. That's a personal thing about you. So regarding Mateo has been with you three times. There was a search and rescue mission. I think Mateo was once a dog.
Oh.
Also, so we've got that going on. So you were by his side, and he would go rescue fire victims. That's for sure. That is very neato. But still, Mateo the cat. Let me see why you're with him. What's the learning? You, in one lifetime, you were sick in a bed, very, very sick. And Mateo was a she, and you're like, hey, gentle. I think it hurt. I think there might have been an incision, and you might have had a crutch. Gentle, but the purr calmed you down very much. You were very, very sad. You felt very broken. So she, in that lifetime, assisted you in the healing. It was mental. You were very confused. You were an older gentleman, and I think you lived to about 100.
Oh,
and so,
nice.
So Mateo was beautiful. Mateo, let's see if Mateo is a he or a she. Feels like he's a he. He played the part of a she then. And then also I see you were in a war. And I see that you had a gunshot wound, and this little cat came over and was licking you and calming you, but you weren't here with us anymore. You had passed. So there's a lot of love and attention paid to you. Do you find that he stares at you, that there's something looking at you? There's just some type of a devoted look?
Yeah, he looks at me.
Yeah, there's a look, and it's this... It's interesting because he has a recognition. He has a recognition of other lifetimes. So he's going, I think I know this guy.
Mm.
Just, you know how we do that as humans?
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at you going, where do I know him from? Like that. And there's such heart devotion. My heart, when I go in, my heart feels very warm and my throat gets all, like I want to cry, like this happy joy and definite connection. There's one lifetime. I don't think it's this one. He was bitten by a spider. Did you get that in this one?
No, he wasn't bitten by a spider.
So there was something. I get a bite and I see a limp or something. Something's off, and that you took care of him. He gets afraid of certain types of animals. He gets really weirded out. I think that the spider bite, I don't think he knew that it was a spider bite, so he assumed that it was some animal. So he's a little bit skittish around. I even see, like, worms and stuff. He's like, get the, you know, like, out of me, out of my way, because I don't know what you could do to me. So your job is to reassure him that everything is okay. Like, if he's ever, do you take him outside or no? Or is he
no,
an indoor?
We're trying to make him an indoor cat, but he just, you creak the door just a little bit. He's flying.
He's flying out. Yeah, he's got some weird thing with animals, I tell you. So he sees certain ones, and I see him bugging out like, rah, you could hurt me because of the spider.
Mm.
That's your Mateo.
Sweet.
I like your cat.
Sounds
now,
like
also,
cool
what
cat.
Is it when your cat is hungry? It's like, rawr. It's like, feed me now. I'm hungry. I'm growling. I need food immediately. Is there something going on with the food? Are
the
you
food?
Feeding him enough?
I was thinking that, but I think because like I try to feed him like a full can.
Yeah.
So, and we also have, like, dry food that's out 24/7, but he just doesn't eat it.
No, let me see what his thing is, because he's like, I want food.
He really likes wet food and, like, people food, I guess.
Yeah.
Because when I'm eating, he always wants.
He's, like, looking at that.
Yeah.
I just see him wanting food. He's got an appetite.
He does have an appetite.
He's got an appetite. So just watch that, because he needs to be fed. I'm not saying you're starving your cat. It's not like we're airing this on the radio.
Right.
No, he's definitely not starving, because there's a full bowl.
Right. No, so he's just redeemed himself, folks.
There's a
know. You wouldn't even know. It's not like he's scrawny and bony. There's just something about his appetite. It's almost like,
ooh,
oops.
It seems like we've got a caller.
We'll get back to that.
Hello, you are on WMNJRadio.com. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, it's Chance. What's up?
Oh, what's up? How's it going, Chance? How are you?
I'm feeling sick right now, so not great. I'm laying in bed.
Oh, no.
It's good to hear your voice, but not under these circumstances.
Get some Robitussin.
Put some Robitussin on that, yo. Do you have any questions for us? Can we help you in any way?
Yeah. Joni, I was, this is kind of strange. I always feel like I'm, like, not alone. Like, I'll be in a room, and I think I can just, like, feel eyes just staring at me. And not always in, like, a bad way, but, who
are they?
Yeah.
Now, is this just at school or is this outside of school?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And how long have you felt this? Since what age?
I'll say starting around, like, high school, maybe.
Okay, let me see.
Like, 14.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are... Okay. Do you find yourself to be sensitive? You're very empathic?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like you have the gift, and I feel like there's an opening or a doorway that's there that needs to be, I'll say, shut. I don't like the feeling. It's not just one soul. It's like a doorway, like a portal or something. And I think you were a child. You could have been around 2. And then I just feel like this image came to you and said, hey, you want to play? And you're like, sure. And then it kind of set up shop. And that as a result of that, there's this, it's strange. I don't feel comfortable with the energy. And I feel like it's bothersome. Do you?
A little bit bothersome, yeah.
Yeah, because you could, we all have the gift in one way or another, even if it's shut down, but... When it's open and then you've got a portal and you've got all these souls that are like moving in and out and hanging about, that's inappropriate because we're all to have that type of protection because we all have our own sacred space around us. So can I close that portal?
Yes,
Okay, okay. So are you sitting or you're lying down, I think you said, right?
Yeah, I'm lying down.
Fine, lie down. Just stay there. Okay, so I'm going in. Gosh, it's like there are two souls that are there, almost like at the entrance, but there are like a million that could come in and out. Absolutely inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Shut down, putting that to a close. There's a light that's on you. I feel like your aura, which is the energy field outside of your body, was actually bleeding. It was like leaking. So there was an auric leak that is being addressed. We're taking care of that.
Okay.
Archangel Raphael, he is a healer. He is addressing this right now. Do you feel like you even right, I don't know if it's now or lately, you've had pins and needles?
I always feel them in my feet.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel exactly right. I'm changing that up, calming it down. They feel a little bit inflamed.
Yeah, I used to think it was like people touching my feet.
Uh-huh. There you go. Inappropriate. Pushing that away, calming the area down. You're okay. So, I don't know what type of illness you have right now. Is it okay to sip water right now, or would that make you nauseous?
It's okay.
I have a sip of water that'll help flush any negative energies through the physical body. This is going to go on for about a day. They're working through a lot of layers. It was as if you were harpooned. It was as if from a young age, someone just took you and said, we're going to take advantage of you, and we're going to set up shop here, and you're not going to have so much say. And I feel that as a result of this interference, that I feel that you've been taken advantage. Is that so?
Mm.
Yeah, in this lifetime you've been taken advantage of?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that you have not gotten your way, quote unquote, that other people have usurped your power.
Definitely.
And that they've gotten in your way because there's this energetic influence from another realm, inappropriate, that set up shop and was determined to move you from center. So just to get to that part of the healing part, it's going to specifically go on for a day. It feels very magnified right now. Is your head hurting?
No, not right now.
Okay. If for some reason your head starts hurting, either get washcloth with cold compress. Remember, I'm not a doctor. Please see your healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. Go to the health services on campus. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. With that being said, cold on your head. Tylenol or whatever you tolerate, whatever you do for a headache, it will pass. This is release. There is suffering in there that's coming up and surfacing that's going to go away.
Okay.
Now, over the course of a year, things are going to shift. There's going to be improvement. You're going to be heard. People are going to be seeing you. You're going to be acknowledged. You were passed over. Does that make sense? Passed up, passed over?
Yes.
Yeah, because they were effing with you. Can I go in as to why?
Yes, definitely.
Because we need to have meaning to this, and that this isn't a random hellfest. So let's see why. Yeah. I don't know what happened at around age 2. There was something you were very frightened of. You don't have to say what it is, but does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah.
Okay. When I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to, you know, Christian and Jet, but also anyone who's listening. When we're afraid, fear is a lower vibration. We can open up ourselves for negative energies to come, and it's always good to work through our fears. Always, always good. So it's not like you could have done anything wrong. I was afraid it too. I've been afraid at my age. I mean, we all have fears, you know.
Yeah.
Just work on all your fears. So something entered around during that time of fear, and it's because of your purity. You have a very genuine soul. There's life force. I feel it's genuine and whole, and then moths are attracted to the light, or darkness is attracted to the light, because the light is higher vibration. That's love. Lower vibration is more fear-based. So that's why there was an attachment. Now that you're kind of dealing with this and we're talking about it, we can also just do the forgiveness work. If there's any karma involved from other lifetimes, you just say inside, I forgive myself. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. There we go. There's a chalice or a glass, a big goblet that's raised in your honor right now as a result of what you've done. And the last part, thank God for this life lesson. Have another sip of water. You rock. I feel like your temples are very, like, they're tight. So I don't know if you're going to start to squint or your head's going to feel heavy. This is just like a load is coming up to be taken off of you. And okay. And that's what this was, honey pie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. Thank you, Chance.
Feel better.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool beans. Jet, whoa. What did you think?
That was crazy. That was a lot. That was very intense. Yeah.
There was a pressure in the room, I felt. There was a weird, different kind of thing going on.
Really?
Joni was with her hands up in the air. I was wondering what you would think of that. Like, the motions. For everyone who isn't in the room, Joni was raising her hands. A little bit of a snapping was going on. A little bit of that. Jet?
Well, I kind of just assumed that you said you see, like, a movie.
Kinda. Yeah.
I'm assuming that you have, like, a 360 kind of panel.
It's not a 360, but what happens is that claircognizance, which is divine knowing, would be in consort with the clairvoyance, which is divine seeing. So if I'm seeing a movie here and they're tapping me to give me information, they could tell me there's someone that's behind me, or I see behind me, but I'm looking forward.
Mm.
But I don't like get the panorama. I get it. Like, I guess maybe a 180.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will get the knowing that there is, that let's say, oh, there's, you're walking through the forest and there's a tiger behind you. So I see walking ahead, but then they're going to flip it another, and then I'll know, because I talk real fast as I see and know. And then they'll show me the back and then I'll see there's a tiger, but I'm not going to see it all at the same time.
That probably gets confusing after a while.
It goes 180 here, and then they might just flip it. As I'm knowing there's a tiger behind, then the next second I'm going to see a tiger behind me. Not that at the same time.
Right.
Because it'll look like the tiger is in front of me. It'll be too much.
Uh-huh.
I'm still human, so I still only have my peripheral vision, mm-hmm. which is up to 180 on either side.
Hmm. If anyone else wants to call in, reminder that the number is 973-408-4567. We've got around 10 minutes left of the episode. Jet, do you have any more questions?
I don't really have any more questions.
All right. That's totally cool.
Yeah.
What did you find interesting about, you know, this experience?
I would say, like, the insight. Mm-hmm. To, like, I have the belief that no one really... This is what I assume. It's like, you know, we're born into this, no one really knows what happens, but everyone has, like, their own perception mm-hmm. on how, like, their own take on life. And this is one that I haven't really been exposed to, but one that I learned from.
Do you feel like it has opened up your skepticism a little bit, or do you feel a bit more closed off to it? Where is your opinion as compared to, like, the beginning of the episode?
My opinion hasn't really changed, because there's some things in this world that I just don't need to know.
Yeah.
And, like, that's like a belief of mine. Mm-hmm. That's pretty concrete, and Yeah, it hasn't really changed. I'll give respect to it because it does. I feel like you are helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always for that.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I give you points for being here. I give anyone points who's a skeptic.
Yeah.
You know, because, what's this about? I heard about that. I was in your shoes. I didn't believe at all. At all. I was a clinical social worker where I put diagnoses to people like me. I thought they were narcissists or sociopaths or just straight up attention seekers. So, I get it.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Christian?
I've always wanted a pet. Will I have one? Oh, my God. Will I have a pet within the next 5 years?
You put it off. You put that off.
No.
It doesn't feel like you're doing that.
Oh.
It's just, I keep getting, I don't know, like it's a nuisance, or I'd have to remember if I can't go away, or what happens if it dies, or it could throw up on me and all this stuff. Like all this stuff. I almost get, like you say, like I would cheat it out of like what it really needs because I'm so busy that I wouldn't be able to give it the attention that it deserves.
Yeah, there's always that too. No, yeah, that sounds like something that I would say if I got past the immediate need to have a dog emotionally, you know what I mean?
I'm not feeling like you're running to pick up a pet. I mean, they're joking around saying a fish or a turtle, which isn't anything. There's not much going on with that. I don't think you would be doing that.
Mm.
Low maintenance, perhaps, but I don't think so.
Maybe one day, yeah.
Would you want to get a dog?
I would love to have a dog.
What kind of dog?
A French bull. I've always wanted a big dog. Like a Malamute or like a giant, just some giant Saint Bernard or whatever. Lately, I've been into French Bulldogs because they're just adorable.
Uh-huh.
They've got these pointy ears that remind me of bats and stuff like that. And they're so friendly. I don't know. But I'm going to be moving around a lot and stuff like that in the future, so.
I think that's why you choose not to.
Yeah. What's up, Jet?
No, I was going to say, like, I'm very fond of corgis.
Corgis.
Corgis are, like, my favorite kind of dog. They're, like, they're so tiny. They're, like, a wiener dog, but they're fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, they have the head of, like, a regular, like, I would say, like, a Shiba Inu or something. But, like, their body is just midget.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Can we go in and see what our spirit dog is? Do we have, like, a spirit breed? Is that possible?
I've never heard of that before, but that sounds pretty neat. But no, I don't think we do.
Ah, unfortunate.
No.
Because I swear to God, if I picked up my... if I knew what my spirit breed of dog was, maybe I would get a dog in the next future. In the next 5 years. Probably not, but I'd think about it.
I have a question for you, Christian.
Yeah.
Since I met you last year, how has your take on spirituality and the metaphysical world changed?
That is such a good question. Because every time that we have this show, I pray that that doesn't pop up because then I'll finally have to answer it. So towards the beginning, I was like, you know, this could be just like a fun show where like I bring on people and they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, it's weird, right? And then you show up and you're like, ooh, this is happening in your future. And they're like, that is happening in my future. So at the beginning, I was like, huh, this is funny. This is cool. And then more and more, I got used to it. And I guess I've kind of been accepting a lot of the things that you've been talking about and saying. I don't necessarily disagree with many things that you say. I need a little bit more time to really figure out where I stand with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel pretty open to the possibility because if all this psychic stuff was real, cool. Awesome. That's just another layer to my reality. Mm-hmm. And then I can move on with my day.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty casual for me. Yeah.
I'm glad because I've watched the ahas happen here.
Yeah.
And I don't remember them specifically. When I channel, it goes in and out. So I don't remember most of what comes through me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there have been some good laughs here.
Yeah. It's been some good times. Absolutely. We've got 5 minutes left of the episode.
You want to try the number one last time for kicks?
Yeah, we'll do it for kicks.
For kicks.
If you guys are interested in calling in for the last 5 minutes, the number is 973-408-4567. Also, reminder, our next episode will be October 5th, 2018.
And we're going to be doing that from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yep, 5 to 6 p.m. That'll be a Wednesday. Prepare your butts to be blown off.
And I want to thank you for having me here.
Oh, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you, Jet, for showing up.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you for being the witness of of fall 2019. Oh, look, I'm going 2019.
Oh, not there yet.
Look what happened. Ooh. I think it's because I'm buying a 2019 calendar, a date planner. Mm. So I have that on my mind. No, we're still in 2018.
2019 is always on my mind. Because they were just out of here. We're gone.
Yeah, a few months.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Avengers 2 comes out. Avengers 4. Yeah.
The ending to the epic...
Infinity War.
Yeah.
Amazing. Lots to look forward to next year.
Definitely.
More shows of this, too. I think we're good to wrap it up here.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Reminder, our show is October 5th next month, 2018. Joni, do you have any place where we can reach you?
Yes. If people wish to find me for sessions, I have gone on campus. I've met folks in the EC for sessions. I also do Skype and phone. My website is www.joniswhitelighthealing.com. You could also find me on Facebook. If you want to friend me, it's Joni Isinger, E-I-S as in Sam, I-N-G-E-R, like E-I Singer. Just if you're going to message me for a friend request, let me know where you found me. I have a fan page on Facebook, Joni's White Light Healing. I'm on LinkedIn, Joni Isinger. I'm Twitter, at Joni Isinger, and I do sing, I do covers, and I write my own stuff and record. So I'm on SoundCloud. It's at Joni Isinger, but just drop the J.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Jen, do you have any last words? Final words? Oh my God, not before final you words. Die, but before the end of the episode.
Any last words? thank you for enlightening me a little bit.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad you were here.
I'm glad I came. It was a fun time.
Fantastic. Thank you, everyone, for listening. See you soon.